You are still.
Yes.
You're the last elected chairman.
You're the.
Carry on.
What is it? He's in the first seat.
Yeah.
Kathy and me, we're over here.
Yeah.
Read everything in here.
Everybody read the minutes?
Yes.
Yes.
And I suppose you want a motion.
Do we have a motion to approve?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that motion to approve as read.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Passed and so carried. Okay, chief, update on staff.
So on your second tab there where it says employees pay, so that's the current, who we've lost this year and who we've got. So currently we have 3 employees on probation. And then we have 4 people within the last year that have completed their probation. It says we have no temporary employees hired. That did change at the 1st of July here when we have 4 volunteers that we hired on a temporary basis. We did that last year off a grant from the State Fire Marshal's Office. We didn't get the grant this year, but the board directed me to keep it going because it's a good program. One change here is that Chief Height was promoted to Deputy Chief of Operations. He was the Fire Marshal, so we have split duties between him and Dave. Dave does operations and training, and Cody does operations and Fire Marshal. So we got 2 people doing operations, and then they have their subcategories.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope that's good. Men a pay raise?
No.
One's honest and one is. Yeah.
And if you were at the awards banquet, he is also listed as public information officer, safety officer, all other duties as assigned and everything else. He had a bit of an oath there that he had to take. Resignations, we just lost Will Heredia. He went to Portland Fire Bureau. His last day was about a week ago. And then Whitney, she left in August of last year and she went to Albany Fire Department. So. That's the current changes that we've had for this last fiscal year. Got no open positions. We do have a list still established.
Cool.
So we've got, we're about halfway through that list. So if we get any more openings, it's not gonna cause us a lot of grief. I will say that the last time we were here, that it was kind of like there was a crunch in people. It was, do you have a pulse and do you want to work for the fire department? No, come on down.
Mm-hmm.
That has changed. Depot Bay recently had a position open, had 24 applications.
Great.
Yeah, so.
And we have a decent list, you're saying?
We still have a list of, I believe we're around number 11 on the list right now, and I think it capped out at about 18 or 19.
Something like that, yeah.
So we still have.
Different.
And it's usually, they're 18 months or till we look at everybody and say, now let's move on. Mm-hmm. We're over that?
Cool.
Very good. The next part here is our list of employees and their pay steps that you're at. So it's kind of broke down by the deputy chief, both deputy chief positions, and then we have the 2 maintenance positions. And then the 6 captain positions, and then below that are all the firefighter, EMT, or paramedic positions that are with that. And so it lists their assignment, where they live, the date they began that position, and their current salary range, and then when their next step raise will be. I use a lot of that step raise stuff, just really helps with my budget forecasting, because I throw them all together, average it, divide it.
Sure.
And use that number.
Use that number, yeah. And then the next, the final page there is the this year's pay rate that was just adopted July 1st. And so you can see that the contract rates with the union was everybody was 4%. We gave both the administrative assistant and office administrator 4%. Dave and Cody got 5%, and then they signed a contract with me that gave me a 5% raise. So that's what everybody's at, and that's where the steps are. So last year it was a 5% for everybody, and then that was negotiated in the contract, and the year's 4%, and then the following, this upcoming year is a cost of living, I believe it's not to exceed 2%.
I see.
That's the union?
Yeah.
Three-year contract.
Yeah, how long?
Yep, the third year is wages only negotiation.
Three years out, or we're?
Yeah, it was a three-year contract, and so we're in year two. And then,
You just said it.
And then after the first of the year, we'll sit down and start talking about.
What's the union contract run? When is it?
When is it?
Yeah, July 1st and August, but.
It's July 1st to June 30th, yeah, the same fiscal year. And then we have incentive rates down there, and those are what they get. The EMT advanced, the top one you see there is actually incorrect, that should be 3%. That's the contract one, so.
You mean the 2%?
Yeah, it says 2%, it's supposed to be 3%, so that's an incorrect number that's on there. But paramedics get 8%, associates are 1%, bachelor, and then a new one that we got this year was the surf rescue. It looks like that went away, it's 1%, so it's the $66.69. So if they're qualified, have the certification, and are an active member of the water rescue team, that's another incentive for them. Those are the five incentive rates that we have. Any questions about the pay?
So is that like an upgrade when they do different?
Incentive stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they get that on top of their regular pay, and then
so it's
also,
on top of.
Yeah, and it also rolls into any overtime that they work. It bumps their overtime rate up if they're getting incentive pays or something. So you could see their hourly rate there, you know, you would pick one. So the firefighter, $22.95 an hour. So you would think that, you know, 1.5 times that, and then the accounting people have a factor that they put in there for their incentive pays that would add into that. So they wouldn't make just time and a half, but they'd make time and a half, and then an additional portion for their incentive pay that would work out.
I'm sitting here thinking about the bill that passed, and so if Cody gets tips and David gets overtime, you know, how the hell do you tell anybody whatever? And I've looked, but not very much, because now it's passed.
Yeah.
But how to figure this stuff out is going to be nuts.
Well, I'm hoping in my contract that half my wage is in gratuity so that I don't get taxed on it. see how that flies.
Yeah, but isn't your taxes based on what you choose you take, as in I'm single, I'm, you know, married, head of household, you get a certain.
But there's no tax on tip.
Incentive, right?
But there's a limit of.
Except.
There is a limit.
There's limits as far as.
$25,000, I think, is what it came up.
I mean, it's.
And it's only for a few years.
It really amounts to.
Not so much, but promises were made, right?
And we feel good about it.
I feel great about it, so do all those ODOT guys. Yeah, well, good, it's nice to feel a sense of some stability in this. Yeah.
Yeah, this is very cool, as far as losses and.
Yeah, we haven't seen a great amount of turnover in this last year, only two.
Because I remember having discussions of where we lose people to, and you know, and all of that.
How do you hire them? And
that's not happening. That's great. Congratulations. Good job.
So you don't have any openings right at the moment? Okay.
No openings right now. No rumors of anybody testing anyplace else. There's a few people we're encouraging to, but they may not. We have one volunteer who's next on the list, and she is chomping at the bit. She wants to work here. Oh yeah, she wants it so bad. So Creanne's leaving in December. So December 12th is her last day.
Yeah.
She's earned it. And so we'll be reviewing the administrative assistant job description. Chris has already kind of gone through it once. And then I'll look through, there's a few other things I'd like to add on to it, you know, a little more proficiency in QuickBooks and things like that, maybe. And get that out there. Our plan is to advertise it out starting in probably September for at least 4 to 6 weeks, and then we'll we're already, she's already hitting people up, but she knows. The girl in DMV, I bet she's probably pretty interested right now.
I just said, watch the website, it'll be posted.
So that'll be for sure change for this next year.
Yeah, that's kind of okay, normal.
Yeah, retirements are good. Somebody works there.
Can't wait.
Yep. All right, where are we at?
Okay.
That's all I've got. Unless you guys have questions about stuff.
It's a quiet, you know, you're not floating a bond in the next day, so.
No.
It's just sort of like, what would it be?
So we.
Seems pretty good.
I have a silly question. So this 53 hours per week, is that like their shift is 53, and then they work three shifts a month, or?
Yeah, so they're, they work 48 hours on and then have 96 hours off. And that works out to be a 56-hour work week.
Gotcha.
And so we base their base pay on what Ola says, which is a 53-hour work week. And then every employee that's on shift gets 12.3 hours of overtime per month. And so they're automatically getting that on their check. And they can choose to take that as overtime pay. They can roll it into their comp time bank, so they can say, okay, I want 12 hours, now it turns into 18 hours and it's in my comp time bank. There's a cap on that at 144 hours. But that's, so Boley says we have to pay them overtime for anything more than 53 hours in a week.
Got it.
And so that's how we do it. And it's FLSA pay is what that turns out to be.
Okay.
So you look at this and you see their wages, you know, you look at, so you look at top step captain guy. He's at $90,000 there. So that's the pay classification on the left, the second one down. Truthfully, they're at, with their FLSA pay, he's at 105. And then if you add incentive pay on top of that, because we have one top step captain paramedic, close your ears. These guys are, they're making more than these guys, just
because that.
Just because of that.
Once you add all the
and
little.
Yeah, incentives and upgrades or whatever.
They're working 56, these guys are working 90 hours a week,
right.
But they don't tell you that.
Right.
And so that's why, as we're looking, and I, you know, these guys got a 5% raise, the other guy got a 4% raise. Trying
to
get that.
Bridge that gap.
Yeah, it's hard to do, you know, because that same captain can work four or five overtime shifts in the year, and you know, I think last month he worked three overtime shifts in 1 month.
And you guys are salary,
yeah.
And the captains are salary.
No,
right. They're hourly.
It's just
okay.
The three of you, right?
Salary.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The long-winded answer. 53 is really 56, but 12.3 hours every month is overtime.
That makes sense.
FLSA pay overtime.
Hmm.
Any other questions?
Nope. Where are we at?
We're down to scheduling a meeting for next year.
We're going to have another one, huh?
We're going to have another year.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want Cody and David here if we're going to be here. Okay. Appreciate what you guys do.
Yeah.
I think I've
said
that to you, but I don't see you very often. So unless you're harassing me in our building or something.
No, I send our firefighters to do that. I don't come.
No, you stand out there and send them in.
Yes.
Get Fitzsimmons. Yeah. I appreciate you guys a lot.
So we need a motion for next year.
Yeah, what?
I make a motion for the second Tuesday in July of 26 for the 14th.
Does that work the same for that date?
Krista or Chief? Don't we usually do it though, just before the board meeting? The board meeting would be July 8th.
Oh, 7th then. Let's go 7th.
7th.
Yeah. Just before.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
that way if there's
what I was
any.
Asking.
Kind of the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
July 7th?
I make, yeah, change that motion.
We have a motion. We do have a motion.
She just re-motioned.
I revised it to July 7th, yes.
Yep.
So we have a motion in a second to have our meeting July 7th, 2026.
4:30 p.m. still work for
4:30 works well.
That is frightening. Is that okay, Kathy?
Yes.
Okay.
You going to send a note out to that effect, Krista?
Of course.
Thanks. So
I'll All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Ayes.
Okay. Opposed, same sign, passed, so carried. July 7th. That's exactly a year. This is July.
Yeah.
There you go.
Our guys just went on the nature hike for nothing.
Why's that?
Nice.
Because the caller left and is no longer at the location. They texted that they were having difficulty breathing and chest pain from the bottom of the trail at Drift Creek Falls. And the guys got up there, there was nobody there.
Oh.
We do need to, this is on the agenda, review appointed terms schedule. Where are we at?
On this, under your green tab.
Green tab.
So, yeah.
Expires. Kathy expires after the meeting next.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
That'll be my.
End of your fourth year.
Really?
Yeah.
And what about Brian?
He was off several years ago. So you're done today?
No.
No, next year.
Next year.
Next year? So you gotta attend the meeting then?
Well, and then she'll re-up.
Yeah, but we don't have any that we need to do today then?
No.
Okay.
I hate my eyes, but.
Cause Bob just re-upped last year.
You're this year and he's next year. Or I mean, you're next year and he's the following year.
So you're in 27?
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
So, no action today, Chair?
No action. Public comment? Wait a minute, well, hold it, hang on. Oh, we already got that. Okay, sorry. Public comment? Anybody wanna say anything?
Glad to be here.
Hearing none?
I so move.
Then we have a motion to adjourn?
I just moved it.
Adjourned.
That was nice.
Okay, so I'm gonna say, you made a motion?
Yeah, I made a motion.
And then who wants to second that?
You don't need a second.
Oh, I guess so.
I'm German, yeah.
You just quit.
Okay.
So. The German is.